Hey, good morning, everybody. Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith?
Here.
Mr. Dunlap? Here. Mr. Hess?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from August 27th.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote the same. Next on the agenda is public comment. Okay. Ralph Fierro, good morning.
Good morning.
Sir, you have public comment to make?
Yes.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
My name is Ralph Ferraro. I'm here to provide public notice to the county commissioners that this is in accordance with USCIS Rules of Civil Procedure, as well as Rule 17 and Rule 20 of the United States Supreme Court. The Constitution of the United States has an overarching requirement that requires every state must follow. States cannot enact their own legislation, substitute the guarantees of the Constitution of the United States. That would mean the state laws are more powerful than the Constitution, and this is unlawful. Clause 1 of Amendment 5 states, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment by a grand jury. However, the state of Pennsylvania has enacted its own alternative legislation that permits prosecuting attorneys, police officers, to charge by way of information as opposed to indictment. That is unconstitutional. An emolument violation is when you pay a public official to break the law. The Constitution has two areas that enforce this. Article 1, Section 10 says, no state shall create any law that shall impair the obligation of contracts. Police officers, prosecutors, judges are all under a contract. A contract performed based on the oath or affirmation they took to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Contract parameters are defined within the Constitution. And when a state enacts an inferior law that directs their agents to disobey the Constitution, that is a violation of Article 1, Section 10. The 14th Amendment is also the other place you'll find reinforcement of this issue, where it states that no state shall create or enforce any law that shall abridge the privileges or immunities of United States citizens. Privileges and immunities of United States citizens are, at a minimum, those enumerated within the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments. Unfortunately, Pennsylvania has enacted its own inferior law and enacted a law in its own inferior constitution that permits public officials, judges, law enforcement, who you all pay, to violate Constitution of the United States. As a result, there are an inordinate amount of people imprisoned in Pennsylvania, actually illegally, unconstitutionally. A man by the name of Tamla Downing is litigating this issue at the United States Supreme Court. I am here to notify you that if you continue to pay public officials to break the law, criminal sanctions can come to you from that. It's illegal, it's unconstitutional, it is a crime. I'm asking you, honorable people, to please take a look at Clause 1 of Amendment 5, confirm what I'm saying is true, and then direct your public officials to act in a lawful, constitutional manner, consistent with the obligations codified in the Constitution of the United States. Thank you.
Mr. Fury, we have that to submit, please.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, no other public comment. Executive sessions between August 27th and September 9th, there were no executive sessions held. Next, we have proclamations to present. And the first one, Commissioner Hess, would you like to start, please?
Yes. Proclamation is for Constitution Week, which is September 17th through the 23rd, 2025. Whereas the Constitution of the United States of America, the guardian of our liberties, embodies the principles of limited government in a republic dedicated to rule by law. And whereas September 17, 2025, marks the 238th anniversary of the framing of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention. And whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate it. And whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America, designating September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week.
Now, therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideas the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties. Dated the 10th day of September, 2025, I move as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And with us today, we have Debbie.
Hi.
Would you like to make comment, please?
Sure. We're here to represent the Daughters of the American Revolution. And in 1955, the DAR was instrumental in getting the Constitution League signed into law. I guess it was President Dwight D. Eisenhower made the official proclamation for Constitution Week. And so our DAR chapters across the nation promote educational programs, displays, and community education about the Constitution.
Great. Great. Just recently, I believe last year, you placed a
plaque. That was in celebration of the America 250 recognition.
Yep, which we'll be celebrating
and
next
year. We were recognizing, well, so far we've found about 143 patriots that are buried here in Indiana County that came from probably the eastern part of Pennsylvania, migrated here for the land and developed the land.
So, okay, thank you.
And you're the chair of the, are you the chair of
Regent.
The Regent? Okay, right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We have more proclamations to get through, but we'd like you to stay around. We'd like to get a picture and present this to you. Okay, thank you. Next proclamation, Suicide Prevention Week, September 14th through the 20th, 2025. This proclamation recognizes the following: suicide as a public health problem, suicide prevention as a community responsibility, and September 14th through the 20th as Suicide Prevention Week in Indiana County. This week ends with Indiana County Suicide Task Force's 13th annual walk for Wonderful Life, promoting suicide awareness and prevention in Indiana County on September 21st. The 2025 National Suicide Prevention Week is September 7th through the 13th.
Whereas suicide is the 11th leading cause of all deaths in the United States, and white males accounted for 68.13% of suicide attempts in 2023. Whereas in the United States in 2023, 1.5 million individuals attempted suicide. Whereas 91% of adults surveyed in the United States think that suicide can be prevented, at least some of the time. Indiana County recognizes that each member of our community is valued and irreplaceable. The stigma associated with mental illness and suicide works against suicide prevention by discouraging persons at risk for suicide from seeking life-saving help, and further traumatizes survivors of suicide. Indiana County will encourage local, state, and national suicide prevention efforts to be developed and encouraged to the maximum extent possible.
Organizations such as the American Association of Suicidology and the Suicide Task Force of Indiana County are dedicated to reducing the frequency of suicide attempts and deaths and the pain of survivors affected by suicides of loved ones through educational programs, research projects, intervention services, and bereavement services. These organizations urge that we recognize suicide as a public health problem and declare suicide prevention to be a county priority. Promote awareness that suicide is a public health, is a public health problem and it may be preventable. Develop and implement strategies to reduce the stigma associated with being a consumer of mental health, substance abuse, and suicide prevention services. Implement training for the recognition of at-risk behavior and for the delivery of the effective treatment, and to improve and expand the surveillance systems for suicide behavior. Therefore, it be resolved that we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby designate September 14th through the 20th as Suicide Prevention Week in Indiana County.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, with us today, we have Chelsea.
Thank you. We have several members of our task force here today. So on behalf of all of us, I want to say thank you for making this a proclamation a second year in a row. Helps us shed some light on the topic and work towards breaking down that stigma. I also want to talk about our 13th annual Walk for a Wonderful Life. It is on the 21st. It is at 11 o'clock at Mack Park, IRMC Mack Park, so the fairgrounds. It is from 11 to 12:30, but our tables will open up at 10:15 for people to walk around and see the resources available for them. It's our biggest fundraising event of the year. We do use those funds to put back into the community. 2026, our goal is to increase our QPR training, which is a training to help community members recognize signs and symptoms of suicide to help folks in need seek support.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Can you say the names of your partners that are here?
Yeah, this is the co-chair, Jerry Overman. This is Courtney Hunselman.
Yeah.
And Chair Biom.
Thank you all for being here. And I know this the Center for Community Guidance is also online. Just want to acknowledge that there's another agency online in case you didn't see that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Community Guidance Center. Community Guidance Center. That's what I meant. Thank you.
Next proclamation is recognizing National Transportation Demand Management. And Commissioner Dunlap, would you like to start?
Whereas transportation demand management means the use of strategies to inform and encourage travelers to maximize the efficiency of a transportation system, leading to improved mobility, reduced congestion, and improved air quality. And whereas that management system, the programs and the policies aim to provide all people with a mix of reliable and affordable transportation options. Whereas, supported with effective marketing and advanced technologies, people can make informed choices to meet each trip's unique needs while considering cost, time, and convenience.
And whereas, with even a small reduction in the number of single occupancy vehicles on our nation's roads, commuters can see significant reductions in congestion. And whereas with a reduced reliance on personal vehicles, our communities will see improved air quality leading to direct improvements to public health. And whereas TDM initiatives that support increased levels of walking and cycling also enhance overall quality of life.
And whereas with more transportation options and less traffic, people will have better and more reliable access to jobs. Whereas TDM professionals and organizations can support and advance community efforts. And whereas through the use of transportation demand management strategies, our communities can make strides in decarbonizing our transportation system. Now, therefore, we, the commissioners, proclaim September 15th through the 19th, 2025, as Transportation Demand Management Week 2025 throughout Indiana County, and commend the efforts of local government agencies, businesses, and community members that are advancing measures throughout our communities. This proclamation is dated today, the 10th day of September, 2025, and I offer this as a motion.
Got a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Today we have Rhonda Craig with the SPC. Good morning.
Good morning. So thank you so much for, and as you mentioned, the encouragement. It's an exciting week coming up for those to maybe, you know, try something different than they're typically doing, whether it's going to work and hopping on public transit or in a carpool, or even getting on your bicycle and out and enjoying the trails, or even, you know, getting extra steps in your community. So on behalf of Commute Info, thank you for your support and the second year for the proclamation. So thank you. And then also on behalf of SPC, thank you so much for your endless support. And it doesn't go unnoticed, and we are so grateful and appreciative of all. So thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. Okay, let's get some pictures. Let's start with Debbie. Okay, next we have a cooperation agreement with Aaron IE 28. And Ms. Maria, would you like to present?
Sure. On behalf of the Department of Human Services, I'm asking the board to approve a cooperation agreement contract between Indiana County and Aaron IU 28 for a pilot program called Toddler Time. $8,120 of Human Services Development Funding is being allocated to pay for the wages and benefits of the Aaron employees designated to implement this program. This funding will not be used for supplies. Aaron will incur the cost of all supplies for this program.
Okay. So I have a motion to approve the agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Here. Next, we have an agreement for clinical training between the coroner's office and IUP. And Coroner Overman, would you like to present, please?
Yeah, we were approached by IUP to partner with them because of the med school starting up. They see a benefit of using our facility as a training place because you know, we do autopsy there, and this will now allow them, these students, instead of having to use a cadaver, they can come out and actually view an autopsy and see the real organs, what they look like, instead of being, you know, preserved formaldehyde. They are very excited about it. There's other things coming down the road with them. Yeah, that's just point. But they're very excited to part of IUP. That's great for both these, great for Indiana County, the promotion through them. Good for them because now they have a nice facility, they can come in and can train their students. And you know, there's other partnerships with them coming on the way. So I appreciate all your support and appreciate you guys signing this letter for this. A lot of support.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the agreement. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Next, we have a temporary easement with PennDOT for the parks. And Director Patterson, good morning.
Good morning. The agenda item is a request from PennDOT for a temporary construction easement. PennDOT is planning to conduct repairs to the Route 422 bridge, which passes over the Hoodabuck Trail near the Divine Destiny Church. PennDOT's offering $500 in compensation for the temporary construction easement. I believe the work actually isn't going to start until 2027. And the total easement area amounts to 0.241 acres. So it's a pretty small area. It's just the area right where the trail passes directly under the bridge. So the recommendation is to approve the temporary construction easement with PennDOT.
Great, thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the agreement?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, next from the Office of Planning and Development, we have a contract award from Director Stauffer. Good morning.
Morning, Commissioners. Thank you. The Office of Planning and Development, Platinum Visual Solutions, requests that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Bloxdorf Contracting from Mahaffey, PA, for the Dixonville Commons Building Restroom Project. The contract award request in the amount of $107,100 is to construct a 15-foot by 30-foot ADA compliant restroom addition in the shop area of the facility. Construction will include masonry, foundation, masonry walls, wood floor joists, ceiling joists, and all accessories for a complete restroom facility. Project costs will be covered by Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant and Platinum Visual Solutions matching funds.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next is a professional service agreement with the airport.
Yes, thanks. The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a professional services agreement with Delta Airport Consultants, Inc. for construction administration of the Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar and Parking Lot Project. This task order is based on a unit price and fixed fee basis of a total cost of $305,000. The scope of work includes engineering and architectural construction administration phase services such as contractor coordination, shop drawing coordination, limited resident project representation from the architect, and all-call quality acceptance materials testing and construction record surveys, an airport layout master plan update, and final project report related to the construction of the new 100-foot by 120-foot, 12,000-square-foot corporate hangar for the storing of commercial and general aviation aircraft in support of airport operations. The Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority has previously approved this task order agreement, requesting authorization for Commissioner Keith to sign on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, and funding for this task order will be through Commonwealth Financing Authority, Transportation Fund, CFA-MTF. I'm going to add here the Keystone Communities Initiative, Keystone Communities Program. We have $5,000 remaining on that, so that'll be added to this, and local share matching funds.
Good. We have a motion to approve the agreement.
So moved.
A second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay. Next is the gas line extension.
I should note that Roger's here as well. If you have any questions related to the authority matters. The utility services natural line extension. The Office of Planning Development and the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a utility services natural gas line extension agreement with People's Natural Gas Company to extend the main natural gas pipeline to serve the new corporate hangar at the Jimmy Stewart Airport. The estimated betterment cost to increase the pipeline size is $114,713 based on an estimated 1,980-foot extension and current construction pricing. The need for the project is related to the construction of the new 100 by 120, 12,000-square-foot corporate hangar for the storing of commercial and general aviation aircraft and in support of aircraft airport operations, and the intention of adding a backup generator as well as future projects at the airport. The current pipeline cannot support the generator utilization of natural gas as well as any future expansion at the airport, thus the need for the pipeline extension. The Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority has approved the project scope and estimate provided by People's Natural Gas Company, requesting authorization for Commissioner Keith to sign on behalf of the Indiana County Commissioners as may be needed. Funding for this agreement will be through the Commonwealth Financing Authority Multimodal Transportation Fund Grant Program and local share matching funds.
Okay. I have a motion to assign to award the agreement the extension.
Can I ask a question? Was the amount, is that dollar amount covered fully by the CFA, or is there just
partial
a match?
Yeah, it's partial.
There's a match requirement.
Yeah, it was matching. Yeah, it's a 70-30.
70-30.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's that covered by the local share?
30, yeah, would be from the loan that you previously approved the last meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is not eligible for RCAP because it's something that we cannot bid because it's a monopoly. So you can't bid it prevailing wages, so it doesn't meet compliance. So, but it's something that we can utilize with CFA and the local share 70-30 money.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I believe this is a net cost also. I think the actual cost is more, but they do a calculation based on proposed utilization. Mm-hmm. So, So there is a, this is a net cost. So it's not the full cost, it's my understanding. We went round and round on this issue. Just we would, you know, made the determination that most users of the hangar would likely want a generator. For example, electric doors, you wouldn't be able to open the doors in the event of a power outage if you needed to get the plane out or whatever. So,
okay, yeah.
So that's the need for the generator.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And at this time, Mr. Ewing, manager of the airport, do you have anything, comment or anything on the airport out there? What's going on? You want to give anything brief?
Commissioners, good morning. Probably the, I mean, all I can say at this time is that we're, the construction project is really kind of in its infancy when you look at it. Visually speaking, there's not a whole lot to see. This week, they're doing what's called fine grade, which is they're just finishing up all that subsurface work that they've been doing for the last several months. We have our first meeting next Tuesday. It's called the pre-pave meeting, where they'll start talking about preparing all the foundation footers for the new hangar, and also putting down the floor, what will be the hangar, the ramp area, and the new taxiway. So that we're moving into that next phase immediately, as soon as they get done with the fine grade this week and all the inspections related to it, making sure that everything's been done properly. So it's moving along nicely. We're excited.
Good. Thank you, Roger. Okay, next we have a memorandum of understanding between the county and the airport authority. And Solicitor Bodash, would you like to present, please?
Yes, Commissioner. This is a memorandum of understanding by and between the county and the airport municipal authority, where this construction proceeds. Certain vendors have submitted their bills. However, the state and federal funding being relied on to pay those costs haven't all come in yet. They're expected to come in. So what this agreement says is the county will pay those invoices, and then when that funding is made available, will be reimbursed.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Matt. Next, we have board appointments to Tri-County Workforce Development. Ms. Marriott, would you like to present, please?
Asking the board to approve the following reappointments. That is Ronald Bowersox, Lori Kuzneski, and Denise McCown-Hatter. A new appointment for Christina Palmer, all to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. Terms will expire September 30th, 2028.
I have a motion to approve the appointments.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have a resolution to present. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start, please?
Yes, this is a resolution related to the state budget impasse. Whereas the counties, school districts, and municipalities of Pennsylvania must enact timely budgets every year, and whereas the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has missed at least a dozen budget deadlines in the last 25 years, and whereas these delays have cost county taxpayers, with counties often not reimbursed for the financial impacts of the budget delays, and whereas many counties have been forced to borrow money to continue operations due to these delays.
Whereas severe delays in the past have threatened to increase property taxes for county residents, with the potential for this to occur again in 2026. And whereas the failure of the governor and the legislature to pass a budget on time exasperates those issues. And whereas the Pennsylvania House and Senate recessed until after Labor Day, leaving counties to guess the entire 12 months of the Commonwealth budget for 2026, which is an unjust burden. And whereas the current system is deemed irresponsible and detrimental to the welfare of county taxpayers.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Indiana County urges the governor and the legislature of Pennsylvania to prioritize the responsibilities and work collaboratively to finalize a budget without further delay. And be it further resolved that the governor and the legislature should not adjourn until the budget is in place, ensuring the fiscal stability of counties and protecting our mutual constituents from undue financial strain. Adopted this 10th day of September, 2025 by the Board of Commissioners of Indiana County. I move this as a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Any other business be brought before the board today? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be out here in the hearing room on September 24th at 10:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody.